from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm so happy football season is here. I'm so happy that I don't care that it's preseason and it's third string versus third string. I love getting texts with people reacting to the game. Gus and Katie, Seth. Hutchinson looked good, and Damian Pierce lost his position to Cam Akers last night.
Oh, stop it. He doesn't mean that. What the? Come on.
In the text,
Gus and
man.
Katie.
Hutchinson? Well, Hutchinson did look good. He's so far so good.
Yeah.
Hutchinson looked good. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And Damian Pierce lost his position to Cam Akers last night.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. Based on five touches. Cam Akers, he looks like the best version of what I reasonably hoped he could, which is he's a guy coming off of two ACL tears, two Achilles tendon tears. But we've seen him in practice look pretty athletic and pretty spry. I wanted to see exactly what he looked like playing tackle football. And I think as a receiver, he looks very, very interesting. That's kind of how he looked in Minnesota last year, too. As a runner, and this is the way he looked in Minnesota last year, like as a runner on a running play, I'm not so sure about it. You know, just by a combination of the size, which has always been he's not a bigger guy. But also, I don't know if he has the same power as he perhaps did before his two Achilles tendon tears, but he's definitely quick. And he's definitely capable as a receiver. So if Cam Akers ends up starting in front of or being the backup in front of Damian Pierce, it's not going to be because of what he did last night. At that point, we were playing with a bunch of third teamers on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. I think probably like the biggest legitimate overreaction, because that one's just silly, Gus, and you may even know that, Gus, when you say that that Cam Akers has taken Damian Pierce's spot. It's not true because Damian Pierce, look how he got treated last night. Like that's, you know, like he seemed like a starter. Yeah.
Right. I would say like, what I'm saying is even if Cam Akers eventually did supplant Damian Pierce, it wasn't based on last night.
Of course.
Because as of right now, they look at a guy like Damian that they don't want to risk injury. They're going to leave him out, not play him. And we'll let these other guys show what they can do.
Would you categorize the love that you've seen for Davis Mills night that he had last night as an overreaction right now?
No, I think it's an understandable overreaction.
Yeah.
I think it's impossible for me to look at Davis Mills' performance and not be impressed by some of the good things he did, but it's also impossible for me to look at it and go back and watch play by play and not be just as concerned as I ever have about some of his bad decisions and his errant throws. So I don't feel like Davis Mills is any different than he was last year when the Texans chose not to play him in the two games that CJ Stroud was out. So I just, he had one wildly inaccurate throw. He had a really, really bad decision when he tried to throw to Ben Skoranek. And I know like that's another one. Okay. It's not like it hurt them all that much, but that's easily potentially a fumble, you know,
yeah.
If he throws it backwards and it's errant to Skoranek when he could have just run for 5 yards.
Yeah.
Like there's some, he does boneheaded things at times, and he's just not that accurate. So I didn't go in versus backups and executing the offense well, understanding where the receivers were, all that stuff. That looked really good. But all his negatives were still there in that performance for me.
The play you're talking about was Skowronek, where he just kind of shoveled it to him. Like he could have easily just ran and slid and picked up 6 yards. For whatever reason, he decides to kind of flip throw it to Ben Skowronek. That kind of thing can also get Skowronek hurt if he's not expecting the football, you know?
He could. There were 3 potential lacerated kidneys on that field last night through errant Davis Mills throws. Like, I'm wondering, if I'm Xavier Hutchinson, I'm kind of like, yeah, thanks for the throws, buddy, but Case never almost got me murdered.
Right.
Where Xavier Hutchinson was also almost murdered at least twice on Davis Mills' inaccurate balls.
Yep.
And, like, so his receivers, that box score is padded by receivers making some really good catches on awkward throws. The throw to Skowronek, the weird one, the incompletion, it wasn't just, it would be one thing if he had dished it. If he had pitched it to Skowronek with his left hand, I would have felt better than him trying to like throw across his body off balance well on the run when he didn't need to, just when he could have easily run for it. It was just, it's these Davis Mills type things that I can't get out of my head.
That was the first text I got from you in the game last night. You and I were off and running after that. Davis Mills trying to side flip a ball to Ben Skowronek last night.
But it wasn't a side flip. A side flip would have been all right. It was God.
Weird stuff. Chris in the ATL, loyal listener and loyal Utopia podcast emailer. I know it's the first preseason game, but what was the biggest, quote, the Texans need to figure this bleep out or else, end quote, takeaway from last night?
Okay. I mean, it's the backups, so it's...
That question is an overreaction unto itself.
Absolutely have to. Well, the linebackers had the same issues the starting linebackers had last year, which was not recognizing run pass well, coverage errors. There were plays versus the run where you might be tempted to think that the defensive line screwed up, but it was in fact the linebackers were still sitting with their heels planted 5 to 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, waiting to decide whether it was run or pass. And like those things. And then the entire back seven biting on play action or making lapses in coverage, that was the stuff that really hurt the Texans defense last year, and they showed elements of it last night. So that would be, if those were the starters out there, I'd be concerned about that.
Canton, Ohio, man. Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. I would imagine it's going to be a big celebration out there tonight for Texan fans. Maybe the most prominent Texan fan, certainly for this show, is Larry and Stafford, who is in Canton, Ohio. Larry, what's happening, man?
What's going on, son, Seth? Hey, I want to give y'all a couple observations about what's going on up here in Canton.
Hey, real quick, Larry, real quick, before you give us your observations. I got a text from you this morning, I think it was. If I look at the timestamp, it was like 4:35 in the morning. It was right around the time I was getting up. Were you just coming in, or were you just waking up?
I had just walked back into my room at that point.
Yes.
And that's why my voice sounds like it sounded this morning, man. I don't know if this kind of partying is legal or not, man, but I'm here for it. And I'm going to tell you, man, I wish every Texan fan that's a Texan fan can get up here and have this experience we have it with Dre, man. Because I'm going to tell you something. The prep work that we're doing is in preparation for when JJ get his ass here. So what they doing with Dre and everybody meeting and everybody just having a good time, it's a sight to behold, man. I can tell you, I know Show and Clinton are doing something from jerseys today, man, and I'm almost positive I had 7 shots of Jim Beam and all kind of other stuff at that sports bar yesterday before we walked over there to the Hall of Fame and take the photos. It's just a great experience, man. And I'm glad I was able to pull it together, man, because I had always said I wanted to have this experience when one of our boys get into the Hall of Fame. And the fact that it's Dre and what Dre has meant to this city, man, it's only right that everybody get a chance to be here and experience it. And it's going first class, man. Let me tell you about a couple things about the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Davis Mills is going to get somebody killed, man. I mean, he had some great throws last night, but I'm almost positive after he made that throw downfield, that big throw downfield, where he sidestepped the defensive end or whatever that came free on him, I'm almost positive that next play or somewhere down the line, he almost got Xavier Hutchinson killed, man. You cannot have that dude go across the middle and extend his rib cage to that kind of extent of a hit. And I know they don't make big hits in the NFL no more, but I can tell you, man, that's some Davis Mills, that's what has always been his issue, man. He'll make a good play and he'll come back and he'll do something and he'll have your ass scratching your head. But the beauty of all of that was the fact that if you stand the sideline over there and you saw CJ and Tank and Will and Mix, you already had to figure out we ain't going to have to worry about Davis Mills' ass too much on the field because CJ going to put the ball where it's supposed to be. The next observation that I made is this. That secondary, when we was talking about the back end, I'm still not a fan of Kevin Murray or Kyle Murray or Keith Murray or whatever Murray that is that wear number 23. Justin Simmons is still sitting out there, folks, and I'll be happy if the Texans decide to make a move on that because that's just the one other piece on the back end of that secondary that I think that we're going to get to tie up, man, because Bullock was out there doing his thing. But I'm telling you, man, if we're going to make this Super Bowl run in New Orleans, we could do some stuff like that, man, getting Justin Simmons over there. Overall, the whole experience with the Texans in the game, that rainstorm that came in, it chased our ass out of there. I don't even know where it came from, but I had my Jordans on, and I had to get out of there, man, because we can't get them things wet. But I can tell you, that was some scary-ass stuff that came in out of nowhere because the whole day we was over there partying. It was hot and sunny and everything. And that rain just threw a wrench in everything, but it was all good. I'm going to get here, and I'm going to celebrate again today. And then tomorrow, we're going to go watch him get that gold jacket. But, Sean, this is the thing about this team that I really love. When you look at D'Amico Ryans, man, there's a energy and an aura about what he does with that coaching staff. I saw him and Ross talking about that old crazy-ass new kickoff, which I'm not a fan of. I could care less. Put them boys out there and let them hit. But D'Amico is just a calming influence, man. And it's just so great that we got that dude as our coach. I'm going to let y'all go, man, because my voice ain't going to hold up much longer. But I can tell y'all, I ain't done partying. I got some more whiskey to drink and I'll howl.
You're going to go drink that for breakfast, Larry. I know you're going
okay.
to. Yep.
I will address three of his many points
yes.
there. One, you know, he said he looked at the sideline and he thought, okay, we don't have to worry about C.J. Stroud injuring any of those receivers or getting them hung out to dry on suicide balls the way Davis Mills has a tendency to do.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing about last night that I felt good about, even though they were going against backups, is I thought that Juice Scruggs, Kenyon Green, and Blake Fisher did well in pass protection. So in protecting CJ and not having to go, you know, go to Davis Mills, I feel better about that. It was against backups. I get it. But in the run game as well, Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green looked like they were cohesive. It looked like their timing was right. All of that was good. So that was a good positive sign. In terms of Davis Mills, I think I can totally understand people getting excited about Davis Mills' performance if you watched the game and then just went to sleep. Just go back. If you go back and just scoot through and like watch every single one of his throws, in succession, you see where the issues are still there. You see where the accuracy problems are. You see where, you know, in the passing game, yeah, he made a few errant throws and a few really sketchy throws. But then also even in the botched play, like, I don't know whose fault that was, but he was the quarterback. He was the quarterback in the backfield on that botched run play. And so the quarterback's responsible for it. There's just too much mayhem when he's out there in too many different directions for me.
Do you, what do you think about Larry's take on Justin Simmons there? Because I think, you know, obviously he's one of the better free agents, one of the best free agents still available right now.
Yeah.
But when there was a chance heading into training camp that, hey, maybe you bring in Justin Simmons and you got another good safety, I would say that if Petrie is going to be the nickel on this team, that might increase the chances of them looking to upgrade that second safety spot next to Jimmy Ward, especially when you consider that Jimmy Ward, at least in his body of work as a Texan, can't stay on the field.
He's been injured the last few years.
Right.
As a guy that's in his 30s, you know, it's just, I think you got to be realistic about that, that if you're cool rolling with MJ Stewart and Eric Murray compared to, like, bring Justin Simmons in.
Yeah.
I'm guessing at this point right now, the reason Justin Simmons hasn't signed with the team is not because of a lack of offers. It's that he's got high expectations and that, like, he's waiting for somebody to get injured or a team like the Texans to maybe think, all right, we got to do something. So the Texans might have him right up at the top of a list of guys that they might consider signing right now, but Justin Simmons wants too much money and it's going to, like, theoretically, and it's just going to have to come in the middle somewhere at that point. So I'm not abandoning hope of Justin Simmons right now. Oh, the third thing, just the weather. It being a surprise. I was surprised, honestly, because even on the broadcast, they're showing the radar where it looks like the storm is right there next to Akron. And yet on the field, you never would have guessed it.
Right.
Like, oh, do we trust this radar thing? It's a relatively new invention. I'm not so sure. Hey, man, I don't know if the technology's quite right yet. Yeah.
Dude, those storms last night were crazy. That was major. I'm glad they shut that thing down, though, in the fourth quarter, especially as somebody who had to get up early in the morning. Text message, Seth, are you worried about Zaire Franklin week one taking a cheap shot at C.J. Stroud for all his bleep talking?
No, because those guys aren't. I think he's going to play like Zaire Franklin does. And those guys have been, it's been playful. They talk back and forth about it. And E.J. Speed, like E.J. Speed's, he's friends with CJ. I think they share an agent.
Yeah.
EJ Speed's hung out with CJ Stroud's family. Like, it's right on the edge there. It's like they're friends or they like each other and they're talking smack and maybe they go a little too far on a podcast, but no, if it's a cheap shot by Zaire Franklin, it'll be one that he would have given him anyway. You don't see many cheap shots in the NFL anymore. The fines are too extreme and the penalties are too quick and drastic.
Yep. Are y'all surprised Eric Murray is still hanging around? Yes. You could have asked that question 3 years ago and I would have said yes. Eric Murray's in year five.
I don't know.
I think
Eric, he's better than, the problem is that I think people judge him by the standard of Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby giving him way too much money in that initial contract.
Yeah.
I think he's valuable. He's valuable as a role player in the secondary. Yeah. You feel a lot better about somebody like Justin Simmons, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sean, the defensive run game, can you all touch on that? You touched on that.
They probably sent that like as we were talking about the run game.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the linebackers than the defensive line.
Yeah,
I think because some of those linebackers playing yesterday are guys who will be either Delshon Phillips or Jake Hansen or Neville Hewitt will probably be your Sam linebacker. And without breaking them down individually, because I haven't been able to watch that closely yet, as a group, the linebackers were just not good enough at recognizing run, coming up and hitting the line of scrimmage. The D-line, you know, at times a bunch of young guys or new guys to the team, it wasn't perfect, but they were largely doing what they're supposed to do in this scheme, which is get upfield and penetrate. And then it's up to the linebackers to kind of react to the havoc in front of them, and they just didn't do a good job of that. And they just didn't recognize play action all that well either. And I would extend that to the secondary.
All right, contract questions around the NFL. There's still some of them floating around out there that's causing a lot of drama in training camps, including a new one that's kind of bubbled to the surface here. Is this the most dramatic quarterback situation, or is it about to be the most intriguing one? We will get to that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.